to MimiPierceDesigns.com, the podcast. And now, here's Mimi Pierce.
Hello, friends. Mimi Pierce of Mimi Pierce Designs, the podcast, coming off of the weekend. And whoop, it was a hot one. Finally feels like summer here in Indiana, but thoroughly enjoyed it. At the end of last week, last Friday, I wrapped up my week by taping a segment, a wedding segment for Great Day TV with Patty Spittler. I'll be letting you know when that will air, either on Facebook or Instagram. It airs locally here on Wish TV Channel 8 and WHMB Channel 40. But had fun doing that. You know, so much has changed. We're talking about how brides and grooms have been used to sending out save the dates, but in this case, they're having to send out cards saying change the date because of the pandemic. So wedding venues are having to get creative and change some things around. And also, speaking of wedding venues, a lot of brides are opting for the non-traditional, not going with the church wedding, but kind of doing a one-stop venue where you can have your wedding and then transition from the wedding outside into a cocktail area and then into a barn or pavilion for a wedding. So that was fun. They were getting ready for a Friday evening wedding, which is becoming very popular. Even weeknight weddings are starting to kind of edge their way into the trend, the wedding trend. Of course, it's a lot cheaper if you rent a venue on a weeknight. So that was fun. We also ventured out to Daniel's Vineyard on Saturday night. Whew, it was hot, but a former coworker of ours was playing at that venue. It's on the northeast side of Indianapolis. And so we went to watch him and listen to his music. He plays a lot of Sinatra, so that's always one of Jim's favorites. So we went to listen to him. And typically, Jim would have a nice cab or a Merlot. He opted for the wine slushy. It was a wine slushy kind of day. I will say that on our way out there, I got to encounter for the first time cicadas. They were everywhere. And Jim rolled his window down. And I said, hey, you don't even need to roll the window down. I can hear them through the car with the windows up. And I really don't want one flying into our car. I think I saw where one had flown into someone's car and caused them to go off the road. So those little devils, and they are loud, but I guess you're hearing it, just kind of gets used to it. But they have yet to make their way into our area up in northern Hamilton County. So it's fine with me if they stay away. But yeah, that was fun. And we had a nice weekend. Kind of started cooling down a little bit the first part of the week. But it's summertime in Indiana, and that also means it is fair season. Boy, they are kicking off. I think up in Grant County, that fair is kicking off. I think there are 92 counties, if I recall, in Indiana. Most of them have some type of county fair, whether it be a 4-H fair or just a regular fair. But, you know, fair runs in my blood, especially 4-H, because my father grew up with it in his life. And we always tell the story that he would show animals, whether it be pigs or cattle. And he made his own show box. A show box is something you take to the fair that carries your supplies or your feed. But let's face it, it's also a place for the guys and the gals to sit and watch all the kids go by. so that's a place for sitting. And just up until a few years ago, we still had that fair box. We took it to the fair when my brother and I would just show animals at the fair at the Morgan County Fair, which is pretty near and dear to my heart down in Martinsville. This year, the Morgan County Fair gets underway July 30th through August 7th, if you're interested in going to that. But it always just brings back fond memories. And, you know, maybe a little biased, but I will tell you, I just think that the Morgan County Fair, first of all, it's such a clean fairground. They keep it so clean, but it has everything, a little bit of everything. You've got the 4-H, you've got the livestock, you've got entertainment. They have a merchandise tent. And then not to forget the Midway, fun for the kids. And then, of course, fair food. You always have to have a little fair food. And I remember that you couldn't make it through the week, probably every day. Green Township, I believe it was the volunteer fire department, had the lemon shakeups. And wow, these were truly the best. I think when I was growing up, they were only a quarter, maybe 50 cents. I'm sure the price is hiked, but well worth it. And I think, boy, we definitely got our share of those during fair times at the Morgan County Fair. I also remember that my mom's sorority, Delta Theta Tau, had roasted corn for a really long time. And when my mom was really involved, we had to go pick up the crates of corn. There was a This guy had made this long grill for them to roast it on. And then always in the evenings, you'd start getting that whiff of donuts. Another one of the, I believe it was Tri Kappa, had donuts, homemade donuts. And what a smell. You had those, and then you had that smell coming from the cattle barn. But the donuts seemed to override and overpower that. And you had to have one of those to take home as an evening snack, hot with that chocolate just melting over the top. So definitely a tradition there at the Morgan County Fair. And I have so many fond memories of showing pigs and cattle. I didn't last too long in the cattle business only because mine got away from me one year and I said, that's it. Can't handle this anymore. Not going to let it drag me through the show arena. So I stuck to swine. I think my brother and I did a couple of things as far as entries. He had some wheat that he entered from the farm. And I think I did baking, where I think the first year you had to make cookies. And well, I'm a better baker now than I was back then. But it was always fun. And then my grandmother always participated in the open class where she'd bring flowers in fresh from her gardens and always got blue ribbons on those, but just so many fond memories. And my dad was the fair board president for a while, and just all kinds of involvement there. My parents sponsored what was called the Calf Roundup, the Calf Scramble, and it allowed kids that were involved in 4-H to participate. If they could get that cow down and get it with a halter on it and get it back to the gate, it was theirs. And then they showed it the next year in 4-H. So my parents did that for several years as one of the night's entertainment. It always drew a big crowd. Also drawing the big crowd, which I never understood the meaning of this, but Demolition Derby. I think they had to do it for two nights because there were so many participants. And to this day, these fairs still have it. It just draws the crowd, just watching people crash into each other until that last car is running. So that was always a fun entertainment when it came to fair time. And I know that people always enjoyed that. So lots of great memories. I was also honored to be the Morgan County Fair Queen back in 1982 and dating myself. And so many, many great friendship bonds were made for that. I can tell you that before I went to the state fair pageant, is where you advance to see if you could become the state fair queen. You would go to some of the other county fairs. I went to Marion County Fair just to watch the fair. They introduced you, and I met several other girls that were going to participate with me in the state fair later in the year. And I met Miss Boone County. Miss Boone County was Linda Everett. And to this day, Linda and I are still very close friends. Although she's moved to Florida now, we've stayed in contact. Several years ago, her niece was participating as Miss Boone County in the state fair pageant. So she called me and said, hey, we have to reconnect. We have to have a special day at the fair and go to the Queen contest together. And that's exactly what we did. So that's fun. And we definitely stay in touch. If I'm down her way, I try to call her or make a visit to her. But it's just those great connections that you make through your days as in 4-H. And state fair was always just a great time. State fair, my dad wanted us to show at least one time to experience the state fair. And I think that's what we did. One time we took our pigs up to the state fair and we had a little break. And so I took a ride around the state fair. You always had to get on the train and just see what there was to see. And there was plenty to see. But this reporter got on the train with me, sat down beside me and said, hey, you know, what are you doing here at the fair? And I told him his name was Paul Udell, and he was a reporter for Channel 13. He later went on to Arizona or Hawaii, I believe, as a reporter. But that was my claim to fame, my first time on TV. He did a little segment on 4-H and pigs at the state fair. And so that was fun. And I always remember him for that, giving me my little break in television. And then it was radio. You know, I came out of radio, WFMS, and I think they kind of threw me to the wolves because I was new and they needed someone to run the RV or the camper during the state fair. So in between my traffic shifts, I was young, you know, I could do it. I'd go out to the state fair, set up the booth there that they had, pass out goodies. And so I got my fill during that time of the state fair. But I always, you know, had its perks. You got some free food. You always seem to have grilled cheese every day from the dairy bar and some barn and some milkshakes. You can't stop at the fair without doing that. And then there were the concerts. I remember in particular Billy Ray Cyrus. Achy Breaky Heart. Well, when the fair hired him, that was not a hit. And suddenly it became a hit. So, wow, everybody, the floodgates at the fair were open. And this was a free concert. So you can about imagine how many people were there because his song was like the number one on the chart. And everybody was coming to see him. I also remember seeing Garth Brooks at the state fair. My seats were in the rafters. I can tell you that. I did not have radio station tickets for that. I was up in the corner in the rafters, but it was always a good time. And you know, there are some sad memories from the fair. You'll recall several years ago when Sugarland was performing and the storm moved in. Such a tragic evening there at the state fairgrounds. Jim, who typically goes to the state fair for concerts because the station is involved, usually does introductions. Well, that particular night, he had been there. He was doing different things with meet and greet type things. And then he decided to come home for some reason. And God bless that he was guided home that night. And then just all heck broke loose with the storms and such a tragic, tragic incident at the state fair with Sugar Land. So they got through that kind of the next year. Things started settling down a little bit. State fair, of course, last year with the pandemic, they had to cancel it. And it reminds me of Kevin Freeman, who's on the JDK show with Jim on WFMS. His father, I think, had been to the state fair every year since he was a child, had not missed a state fair. So, of course, last year, such a disappointment. But by golly, Kevin and his family, his sister, his kids, grandkids decided they were going to throw a fair in the backyard. And that's exactly what they did. They brought in food, they brought in games because they did not want Kevin's dad, Chet, to miss out on a fair. So back to it, I'm sure this year he will be able to go to the Indiana State Fair and just great memories, and it just impacts families in so many ways, brings them together during that time of year. Probably my favorite food at the fair. I always love elephant ears. Yum, yum, yum. You always have to have those at the state fair. I also always love Pioneer Village. If you've never been to a state fair, at least at the Indiana State Fair, they have this Pioneer Village, which is antique tractors and antiques of farm life. And they gather every day at noon, the farmers that were in town to bring their tractors with their wives, and they would cook these beautiful, you know, country farmhouse meals, and you could go watch them eat. And it was always, that was like a big deal to go watch the farmers and their wives sit down at this big antique farmhouse table and watch them eat a big farm meal. But just a lot of great memories from that area of the state fair. I also remember, too, going back a little bit, my first real encounter was when I was younger with the state fair's band day. It has been a tradition at the Indiana State Fair where high schools participate in band days. And I remember that my mom would take us, she'd get up, she'd fry chicken. We'd head to the state fair in the dark. You would get there, you would watch all the bands perform. Later in life, my brother and I would participate and we would actually be in the band and get to participate in band day. But when we were younger, and then during the day, you found out if your band made it to the Sweet 16 and were performed that night at the fairgrounds. So my mom would fry chicken and we'd go in the infield, have a little lunch to save a little money. And then, you know, you'd get a treat or two of fair food. But I always remember Jessup's taffy. You had to go home with a box of Indiana State Fair taffy. And it was probably a couple of bucks back then. I know it's probably skyrocketed a little bit now, but I always remember picking out the banana ones. I just loved banana taffy. So you have to have Taffy State Fair taffy. I think they also sold it in those long, thin sticks. But those are memories that I recall from the state fair. I'll get to the Queen pageant too. That always has lots of great memories for me. You know, as I mentioned, we went and stayed at a hotel. You were paired up with someone from another county. My county, I believe, was Vigo County out in Terre Haute. Kelly Noble, I believe was her name. And later in life, she reached out and asked me if I remembered her. And you would pair up, and then, you go through the festivities, you go through the interviews. And to this day, I will never forget my interview question with the judges for the State Fair Pageant. They gave me some question about beef prices and the state of the economy. Ooh. And to this day, I'm like, it just seemed like not a fair question, but I guess it was at the time because of beef prices and how they were affecting the economy. But that one I didn't study and go through for my practice interview, but just a great time. And like I said, so many memories. I think I remember the gal that won was Cindy Brown. She was Miss Howard County. And later I'd run into her. She worked at Macy's and ran into her later in life. And so you just have those memories and you just remember those great things from the state fair. I am getting ready. I still participate. I still try to give back to the 4-H. And I have been asked to judge several of the 4-H Queen pageants. I've done Madison County. I've done some pageants down south. And I'm getting ready to do, in a couple of weeks, Hendricks County. And Hendricks County is known for a great fair, but it's also, it's just not about beauty, and they don't wear bathing suits a lot anymore. They do active wear. So it's not all about, girls in bathing suits. This goes much deeper than that. So I always look forward, and Hendricks County Fair always has a lot of participants. And so we'll do like an interview session in the morning, go through that, and then go through some practices. And then of course the competition in the evening where everyone gets to come out. And I have a feeling this year will be grand because last year, of course, the fair was canceled due to the pandemic. So that will be fun. I'm getting ready to do that here in a couple of weeks. Always enjoy just meeting these gals, and they're just so intelligent, such bright futures. Many of them have been involved in 4-H for most of their lives, 10 years, and it's always fun to celebrate them as well and just sit back and admire the young kids growing up in their generation. It's great to see that. So I'm looking forward to that. Also, I wanted to remind you that this year's Indiana State Fair is July 30th through August 22nd. So get that on your calendar if you're in Indiana. You must make a trip up to 38th Street and Fall Creek to that Indiana State Fair. I also, going back to the days of WFMS, they always did celebrity events, maybe it was celebrity food judging or celebrity cow milking. I grew up around a farm. You think this girl can milk a cow? Well, I didn't do very well. And then I was participating in Showing Swine. They did a contest with different people, and I was paired up with Sherry Daniels. She was the former first lady with Governor Mitch Daniels, and Sherry just loves the fair. She was there every day when she was first lady. She just thoroughly enjoyed. So she and I were competing against each other in our pig show, and I'm going to say that she had a little force behind her because she had her security guard, state trooper, and then another state trooper that helped her corral her pig and do some showing. So I call a little foul on that one, Sherry. But to this day, we laugh about that. Sherry is a great friend, and we had such good times. And I just have so many, I know I've repeated this, but just fond memories and where fairs take you. I never understood because Jim was never, and I don't know that maybe he just didn't grow up going to the state fair a lot. So he at times just did not look forward to going to the fair to work. I think he looked forward to going to get a meal maybe before he had to work a concert. But he just never, as far as a family adventure out to the fair, he just never really got into that. So he kind of left that to me. And it was always tradition before Corbin went back to school. It seemed like the Monday before he was getting ready to go back to school, we did the midway where it was, pay one price. And so mom took a couple of his friends as he was growing up. And I think that tradition got broke maybe his freshman year in high school. So we didn't do that anymore, but he sure did have fun when he was younger. And that was kind of our tradition of going mom Sunday and his friends to the Indiana State Fair and just getting worn out, taking the food and going home and just resting after a long day at the state fair. But I hope you'll get out to your fairs. If you are into that 4-H fair, support 4-H. These kids, they put a lot of time and effort, especially into their livestock when they have to get it ready and get it ready to show and just different feeding aspects of it. And they're out there working hard through the summer months right up until their state fair. So go out and support them, support your local county. I know that they appreciate it, especially in these times when we're kind of recouping from last year when most fairs did not take place. I know that I'm going to enjoy the Morgan County Fair later in July and then probably take in that state fair. Maybe I can even talk Corbin into going with me, having a mom Sunday. In the meantime, check out my website, mimipiercedesigns.com. I have my back porch on there that I did a couple of weeks ago, some lemon recipes. I'm getting ready to do coming into the 4th of July. There's plenty to celebrate, including my birthday. So I'll do a little tablescape, looking forward to putting that together for the 4th of July and who knows what else. If you're looking for a refreshing product to use, I got a sunburn goat milk soap. It is terrific for sunburns, for everything. My line is available at Celebrations Boutique down in Martinsville if you're in that area, or you can also buy at mimipiercedesigns.com. And you can go into shop and you can purchase my line of soap, which is Mimi line. The Wonder Hill line is named after our family farm. And in fact, on that show box, it said Wonder Hill Farms that I was talking about earlier. So enjoy some of my products. I do thank you, those folks that have already supported me and have purchased it, and some repeat buyers that are already loving it. I thank you. In the meantime, enjoy the rest of this beautiful summer week, and peace be.